We're just here to do a story. There's evidently three male players on the female team.
Yeah.
Sir, why are you taking away a spot from a real woman? Look at this, folks. Look. Sir, why are you playing with the woman? Why are you taking away a real woman's spot? Are you a misogynist?
What do you think about biological males playing against real women, sir?
I would not like to engage in this conversation because I think you're very...
You think we're very...
This topic, though, and why are you filming me? You don't have my permission.
We don't need your permission.
Okay,
we're in a public space.
Why are you talking to me, then?
Well, you came to us, actually.
You came to me.
Why?
Shut up!
What?
Oh, wow.
Answer my question.
Did we trigger you?
No, you didn't trigger
me.
Are
you trans, too?
We support all of our students, and we have no further comment on this.
What is it? But how do you support biological females by allowing gender-bending male grifters to be on the team?
We support all of our students, and we have no further comment on this.
David Menzies for Rebel News here in King City, Ontario. And folks, just to the west of me is Seneca College. The topic du jour, well, we are still trying to get answers with regards to why the Seneca Sting female volleyball team has not one, not two, but three men on the roster. That would be number 16, Franz Lagardis. He, by the way, has injured two real woman players, opponents, giving them concussions that needed medical treatment. Then we have number 21, Ara Talan. And we have number 9, Jess Garcia. And they are hosting the George Brown Huskies. I don't know, Proline had College Ontario female volleyball on the ticket, folks. I think I would bet the house Seneca's going to win because, well, quite literally, they have outmanned the opposition. They played Centennial last week. The poor Centennial Colts, they only had two men on the roster, so they won the series 3-1. So I just want to find out some answers. I want to find out why biological males are, well, basically destroying female sports. So let's go onto campus, pay a visit, and see how this game goes down.
Oh, sorry, who are you, sir?
I'm not going to answer any questions. You can answer any questions to our management, okay?
Isn't there a volleyball game going on, or?
There is, yes.
Okay,
but, so. But at this time, I'm not going to be answering any more questions. Any questions can be further directed to our management staff, okay?
Where are they?
Information, I can give you that information.
Okay, then, but is it closed to the public, the game, or?
I'm not going to be answering any questions at this time, okay?
Okay, then, so does anyone know what's going on here? You're with the Sting, right, sir? Or?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, we're just here to do a story. There's evidently three male players on the female team.
Yeah.
Franz Lagardis, Ara Talan, and Jess Garcia. Why is that allowed?
Yeah, so I see you're with Rebel Media, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so unfortunately, I won't be having anything to say to you right now.
Okay.
Your organization has been known to produce, you know, alternative media resources to the public that we don't align with and are not allowed on campus. So I'm asking you to leave the property right now.
Well, I don't understand that. If we have a point of view that doesn't align with the view on campus, you shut down the practice of journalism?
No, not at all. So what I'm asking you to do is to leave the campus, because right now this is private property, right? So we're just asking you to leave.
Can you tell me why, please?
I can tell you right now that right now we're asking you to leave the property.
Okay. So and the reason?
Because as per our campus policy, for access, you're not allowed, you're not invited guests on campus, and access to media is not allowed.
You claim to be a security officer, right?
No, I'm not a security officer, no.
I thought you said that.
No, I said I'm with security.
What does that mean, with security?
I'm the manager of security.
Okay, and you're wearing a Seneca Sting hoodie?
Yep.
Okay, then it's odd because I see these security personnel. They're wearing what looks to be a uniform. I still haven't been presented with a license.
Sure, absolutely. They can present a
license. What about you, gentlemen? Are you with the school?
I'm with Seneca Media Relations, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sir, can you answer me why three male players are on the Seneca Sting? Why are you being unfair to the biological woman on the team and the opposition?
We support all of our students, and we have no further comment on this.
What is it? But how do you support biological females by allowing gender-bending male grifters to be on the team?
We support all of our students, and we have no further comment on this.
Okay, so why do we have a separation of male and female sports, with the exception of equestrian and auto racing? Why are there two different categories for male and female sports?
We as an institution have no comment on that.
You have no comment on that?
That's correct.
Doesn't it make sense, given the inherent biological differences of men, that they would compete with other men and women would compete with women?
We have no institutional position on this other than that we support all of our students.
But you're not supporting the biological females that are on the bench that are not getting to play. And then on the opposition, this individual, Franz Lagardis, he has spiked the ball twice on a woman's head, a real woman that is, so much so that she required medical treatment. Do you think that's fair?
We support all of our students.
And you support your students purposely injuring other students, such as females? I mean, that sounds like misogyny to me, sir.
We support our students in the case of student athletes. We ask them to play within the rules of the game, and there are consequences if they do not, as they well know.
Well, you know, thank you for making my point, because this is against the rules. This is female varsity volleyball, and there are three men on the team.
We follow all of the OCAA rules and regulations.
And what are those rules?
I'm not personally familiar with them, but I'm certain they're online on the OCA website if you'd like to take a look.
So the OCA says that if you're a man, you can be on a female team. What's the use of having female teams and female leagues?
Seneca has no comment on that. If you have a question for the OCAA, I suggest you take it to the OCAA.
Well, this is very funny. This is an institute of higher learning, and you have no comment on something so basic as separate divisions for male and female sports.
We follow all OCAA rules and regulations.
Okay, and do you think that's a just regulation yourself?
I have no comment on that.
Okay. Is this really all about being worried of being called transphobic as opposed to doing what's right for biological females?
We do what's right for all of our students and support all of our students.
Okay, but that's clearly not the case if biological women are being denied a place on the team. I mean, again, it sounds like garden variety misogyny to me, sir.
We support all of our students and all of our student athletes.
I feel like I'm interviewing a Coke machine. You know, I mean, it's just one repetition. And you are really with media relations, sir?
Yes, sir.
And what's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan
Flanagan.
Flanagan.
F-L-A-N-A-G-A-N.
Okay, then. Can you tell me, Ryan, since you are media relations and we're with the media, why are we being denied access to a publicly funded institution?
We have a security plan in place, and I would defer to our security experts and ask that you help them carry out to maintaining the security of the event.
But we mean no harm unless you consider insensitive questions harmful. We're just here to cover this game. I'd love to speak to the men on the female team. Where's the harm in that?
We've been asked to have a security plan in place for this, and we support all of our students, and we have no further comment.
And who asked you?
Pardon?
You said we've been asked. Who asked you to put the security plan in place?
We as an institution have been asked.
Okay, is this, I guess, the coach? He doesn't want our presence here? Or the men who are on the roster, they don't want our presence here? I'm just trying to figure out who's who in the zoo here.
Yeah, we have no comment on that.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, so much for transparency. So we can't get into the building. Fair enough. So can we stand outside here and just ask the student body what they think of men taking female positions?
We ask that you follow any instructions from our security personnel.
All right, then. So is this gentleman really with security? Because it doesn't look like a security uniform.
He's with Senator.
Yes. Okay. Wow. It really is a lack of transparency here. So, Ryan, this gentleman here, he said, I can call you a gentleman, I hope. Okay, thank you. Am I allowed to be outside the auditorium?
We'd actually leave and go onto the public property off on Dufferin Street.
Oh, so we can't even be on the parking lot?
You can actually enter to the Dufferin Street as a public sidewalk.
Oh, okay then, but where we parked our cars, we can't go there?
You can get to your vehicle now if you'd like to leave the property, absolutely.
Oh, so you want us to leave the property, including the parking lot, just to be clear?
At this time, yes, we'd like you to do that, yes.
Okay, then. And again, you know, Ryan, by law, they have to display a security license, so I know that I'm actually dealing with a security guard. That hasn't been displayed yet.
If you'd like, one of our uniform security guards can do that for you, and we can have them display the license.
Okay, fair enough.
Absolutely.
Okay, then. Thank you, sir. All right, then. Excellent. That's all I was asking for. All right. We're leaving now. Is this an indefinite suspension from Seneca, or is there a limit to it, Ryan?
So at this point, we're asking to leave the property. Yeah. For tonight's activities.
Okay, just for tonight then.
Well, at this point, you're not invited here as per our campus access policy. Okay. So as you're invited guests on the campus, you can attend any event, but at this point, you're not an invited guest.
So I have to phone ahead for an invitation. Is that correct?
You can look at our policies. It's public on our website.
Okay, then. And who would I ask permission to come here again to practice journalism?
That's all detailed on our website. And as he's mentioned, any media relations, you can direct that to our corporate media.
So I can give you a call, Ryan, and ask for permission?
Absolutely.
Any chance I'm going to get it in the future?
All requests are evaluated on a case-by-case basis.
Okay, thank you. All right, gentlemen, have a good evening. Thank you.
Well, can you believe that, folks? There was so much security on campus. I originally thought there might be an active shooter, but it was all for little old me and my, I guess, weaponized questions. Unbelievable. So we were frog marched off the property, as you saw. They said they called the police. Evidently, our values don't align with the values on campus.
Okay. Your organization has been known to produce, you know, alternative media resources to the public that we don't align with and are not allowed on campus. So I'm asking you to leave the property right now.
I want to applaud that man who was pretending to be a security guard for saying that, because it was brutally honest. That's what we are guilty of. Wrongthink. This is absolutely despicable that these gender-bending male grifters are being accommodated. And by the way, I have reached out to both Volleyball Canada and Volleyball Ontario to get the official policy. Here are my three questions. One, why is this accommodating male players on female teams being tolerated given the inherent unfairness and the safety issue? Number two, why doesn't volleyball create an open or other category for these players, much like World Aquatics has done for swimmers, in order to accommodate males identifying as females? And three, does Volleyball Ontario and Volleyball Canada subscribe to the mantra of trans women are real women, even if these so-called trans women are biological males in every respect, i.e. male genitalia, testosterone levels, chromosomes, etc.? And folks, guess what? It has been radio silence, but it's funny, even if they have a policy against this invasion of female sports, as we've seen with rugby and swimming, the Canadian and provincial regulatory bodies, they ignore the rules of the international governing bodies. It is an absolute disgrace. My dire prediction, because you saw the way we were treated and you see the way these men are being accommodated, I think if we don't take a stance regarding this transanity, in the very near future, you're going to have two collegiate teams for all the sports. You're going to have the men's team, and then you're going to have the men's team B. That would be stalked by all the men who failed to make the real men's team. So it'll be a second men's team, which once upon a time used to be called the women's team. Unbelievable. For Rebel News, I'm David the Menzoid Menzies. Folks, are you as sick and tired as we are in seeing women's sports being invaded by gender-bending male grifters? Please go to transmadness.com. That's transmadness.com. Make a donation if you're able to. Sign the petition. Let's put our foot down and end this grotesque fiasco.